Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Have you ever had someone make any of the following statements to you? You're not going to believe this. It's the most amazing financial opportunity I've ever seen. Or how about this? You have a great opportunity to get involved on the ground floor. You can make incredible money. It's not hard. It's the easiest money you'll ever make. Or you'll be a natural at this. It doesn't take a lot of money to get started. Just sit back and watch the money pouring into your checking account. Or one more. I only need an hour of your time. You'd be crazy to pass up something this lucrative. Now, we could go on, but I'm sure you've heard these and other similar phrases dozens of times over the years. Now, don't get us wrong. We're very pro-network and multi-level marketing. I'm a strong believer in home-based businesses. But I'm also realistic when it comes to an average person's success in such ventures. For your information, my fine wife, Bev, and I once built a networking organization of over 1,000 people in just 12 months. So I'm a believer. However, there's some things that need to be put in a proper perspective. For instance, the line that always gets me is, you'll be making five figures in a month or two. Truthfully, for the average person, making an additional three figures a month would dramatically improve the quality of their lives. If you're living from paycheck to Prozac, making an additional $300 or $500 a month would change your life. The scripture offers an amazing perspective on the financial strategy of way too many people. And sadly, that includes a lot of believers. The Bible is very specific in its teaching against get-rich-quick schemes.
Proverbs 28, verse 20 in the Message Bible says, committed and persistent work pays off. Get-rich-quick schemes are rip-offs. And Proverbs 13, 11 in the New Living Translation says, wealth from get-rich-quick schemes quickly disappears. Wealth from hard work grows over time. And Proverbs, you notice Proverbs are
a lot of these.
Proverbs 28, verse 22 in the New Living Translation says, greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they're headed for poverty.
We think we've scripturally established that get-rich-quick schemes are a scriptural no-no. We can find even greater insight about trying to get rich quick or with little or no effort in Proverbs 17:18.
Proverbs 17:18 in the Message Bible says, it's stupid to try to get something for nothing or run up huge bills you could never pay.
The scripture says it's stupid to try to get something for nothing. The key word is try, which means it's not going to happen. In life, we either do something or we don't. Trying to do something, well, just doesn't cut it. I'll try to call you tomorrow. I'll try to finish that report today. I'll try to make a payment before the 15th. I'll try to do better. I'll try to keep that appointment. I'll try not to change anything else or charge anything else on that credit card. Maybe you can think of other ways in which you've used the word try. Seminars around the world, I've asked people to try and take an ink pen out of my hand. They always reach up and take the pen. Then I tell them that I told them to try and take the pen. Here's the revelation. You don't try anything. You either do it or you don't.
If you'll notice the attitude behind the word try, try is not a commitment. The phrase I'll try needs to be as eliminated from your vocabulary as the word I can't. Replace I'll try with I will. I'll try seems to mean that you feel compelled to probably do something that you're really not going to do. However, as the word try is used in Proverbs 17, verse 18 in the Message, it's clear that you can try to get something for nothing, but it's just not going to happen. The scripture also says that it's stupid. Can you believe that? The scripture says it's stupid to run up huge bills that you can never pay.
There are people who've made a life of buying things they didn't need nor could afford. They don't even blink an eye or think twice about it. For some, it's a devious plot. I've actually had people describe to me a financial plan where they buy, no, I should say charge, where they charge whatever they want with no intention of ever paying off their debt. For many people, bankruptcy just became an easy way out.
In Romans 13, verse 6 in the Message Bible, it says, fulfill your obligations as a citizen. Pay your taxes, pay your bills, respect your leaders. Let me put the scripture in another context. If we buy something that we know we can't afford or have the inability to repay, then we've really violated the scriptures and God's word. As we said previously, there are some devious people who buy things they just can't afford and don't ever intend to pay for. But there are also some folks who just are financially illiterate. They're not sure how to handle their money.
These people start making a little more money, so their first thought is to buy stuff that really they couldn't afford previously. Buying stuff that you can't completely pay in full when the credit card statement arrives is just, Spiritually speaking, and financially speaking. Stupid.
That's it.
We just want to make it clear that Proverbs 17:18 is calling you stupid. As we read earlier, here's what the Message Bible translation says of that verse.
It says it's stupid to try to get something for nothing or run up huge bills you can never pay. Fortunately, the people on this call are really not the ones.
No,
that we're talking to.
No, we're not.
You probably know some or can maybe even have a word or speak into their lives to
encourage
help them get straightened out. That's right.
Have you noticed the scripture teaches how your working and spending habits can earn you the designation of stupid? However, that's before people started listening to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Amen.
Phone calls or supporting the work of the Debt-Free Army. The moral of this teaching is simply this. Don't be stupid. It doesn't become you.
Don't try to get rich quick. It's just scripturally wrong.
Don't try to get something for nothing. It's not smart, if you will. It's stupid.
Don't try to do anything. You either do or you don't. You don't try, you do.
Don't run up debts you can't pay. That's stupid.
Stupidity is knowing to do the right thing and then choosing not to do it.
How do you overcome stupidity? First, you don't try. Once again, you either do or you don't. Second, get instruction, get wisdom.
In Proverbs 10, verse 21 in the Contemporary English Version, it reads, many are helped by useful instruction, but fools are killed by their own stupidity.
Unfortunately, financial stupidity is contagious. Have you ever been shopping with a friend who made purchases you knew unwise, only to yield to the temptation to do the same at their urging? Have you ever felt peer pressure to eat at a restaurant which was out of your price range by a well-meaning friend? Have you ever tagged along to a sale at Bed Bath & Beyond Your Means, where you made your purchases, well, you knew you couldn't afford. I could give you further examples, but we think you understand the point. We need to immunize ourselves from stupidity, financial or otherwise, through additional time in the Word of God. And yes, always remember the words of that philosopher, Forrest Gump.
Oh, boy.
Who said, stupid is, stupid does.
Never let the biblical and financial wisdom found in Proverbs 17:18 in the Message Bible escape your thought process. It says, reminding you one more time, it's stupid to get something for nothing or run up huge bills you can never pay.
Now, that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. And I was reading back through some emails, and I came across an email from Brendan, Chicago. She said, Brother Harold, I'm signing up for a Rich Sauce email. Thank you for being steadfast and obedient to God. I need stability in my life this year more than ever. My younger sister passed away last week from cancer and the chemo treatments. I praise God that her relationship with him was restored prior to her passing. That was my prayer and desire with every phone call and visit. Thanksgivings for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast daily calls of encouragement and spiritual strength. How I needed it on this journey with her. God bless your ministry. I pray for you every time I think of it. Brenda. P.S. The doctors gave my sister 6 months to live since the spring. Through faith and prayer and standing on the word, she lived 7 months later and celebrated another birthday. Satan didn't win. He's such a sorry loser. Honey, that's like many of the testimonies we get from people who are blessed by listening to these daily calls. We are appreciative of those of you who are so faithful.
Amen.
But encourage your friends to dial in to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. They'll be blessed just as you are blessed.
Sometimes we just need an encouraging word to get us started in the morning. And we pray and believe that Rich Thoughts will, well, that's why we feel like God has us do this every morning. So we just praise the Lord that we're been led and are able to do it.
Amen. Well, if you've been blessed by the call or the teaching of the ministry, go to HaroldHerring.com. Up at the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.